I'm so excited you're here at the Enjoying Pregnancy, Birth, and Baby podcast. My name is Sheridan Ripley, and I've been a birth doula for over 15 years and have attended over 50 births. So I'm so excited to share positive birth stories with you, as well as tips and tools so you can better enjoy your pregnancy and birth. This is part two of my interview with Orchid Cameron, and she shares some great tips for postnatal exercises that can help women not only immediately after birth, but here I am 16 years later after my last birth, and I have a problem with sneeze peeing, and she has a solution for me that I am going to try, and I will report back on it in a few weeks to let you know how it works. But definitely this is an awesome episode with tips for women of any age and in any place in their mothering career.
I'm so excited to have Orchid here today. First, I want to say why I'm extra excited, because Orchid is one of my personal friends, and also I've attended one of her births, and so that was extra special. So I'm a little bit extra excited to have Orchid here today. Orchid Cameron is a stand-up comic. She teaches trauma-conscious yoga and meditation. She facilitates support groups and leads yoga classes for prenatal mothers. She has become a supportive voice in the domestic violence community and is committed to using her personal experience to positively impact others in similar situations to hers. A film director, she's made 7 shorts and been an official selection in film festivals. With a degree in theater, she's also taught acting, film directing, and screenwriting. She is the owner of Reconnection Ab Lab, an online and live course to repair abs and pelvic floor postnatally. She's a mother of a 21-year-old and a 6-year-old herself, so she knows all about these issues. And her mission is to end pain in as many people as possible and light the fire in others to maximize their fun and pleasure.
My third piece of advice, again, back to reconnectionablab.com, is my postnatal recovery program. No sit-ups, please. Please do not do sit-ups. Do not do sit-ups. I don't care what any YouTube video tells you. I don't care what any TikTok video tells you. Please do not do sit-ups. Again, I know I said it 4 times already, but please do not do sit-ups. I had one client who, she gave birth. She's pretty fine. 3 months later, her doctor was like, oh, if you want your stomach to be flat again, do sit-ups. She started doing sit-ups. And then she started peeing her pants. That's when she started sneeze peeing. Like every sneeze was a little bit of pee. And then she came to my class for the first time after that experience, because she heard about, I help people not sneeze pee, or I help people's lower back pain stop. She did my program and it stopped pretty quickly, within a week or two. But sit-ups cause it. Sit-ups cause instability in your core. If your abs are already separated, you're going to make it worth with sit-ups. So no sit-ups while you're pregnant, no sit-ups after you give birth, and no sit-ups until 3 months after you stop nursing, because your hormonal state makes your tissue soft and your abs are already totally together. If your abs go totally back together and you're 3 months after nursing, yeah, sit-ups are fine. But you don't need them, actually. They're not the best way to work your abdominals. So no sit-ups, no frontal planks. A frontal plank looks like the top of a push-up. Do not do frontal planks. No frontal planks. I actually had an argument with another postnatal teacher. She put frontal planks from the get-go, right away, frontal planks. And I'm like, no. I've looked at everybody's programs. I've done a lot of people's programs, and I whittle down the best moves. The programs that have frontal planks, they don't close their abs all the way. So the outermost abs, the abdominis rectus, the up and down abs that fitness instructors love to build, because that's the six pack, right? If the programs that do frontal planks don't close your abs together all the way, the programs that avoid frontal planks do. And so in my personal research, do not do frontal planks, not until your abs are all the way together. And then do not do double leg lifts. That's where you lay on your back and lift both legs up at the same time. Single leg lifts or single leg slides, different. So again, no sit-ups, no frontal planks, no double leg lifts. You don't have to do my program, but find a postnatal workout Mine's only 5 minutes a day and it's on the computer, so you could do it at any time. But you don't have to do mind, find anything. So again, don't overcorrect your partner. Find vitamin community and do not do sit-ups.
I love it. I love it. So I have a question then. So sure. I had my last baby 16 years ago and I still have a sneeze pee sometimes.
So I have helped people 20 years after they give birth. Okay. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I'm a fitness instructor. I can't make a guarantee, but yeah, I've seen people 20 years after they give birth, fix it within 2 weeks of doing my program. 2 weeks.
Okay.
So my program is 12 weeks long and you could do it from your phone or a computer. So it's about five and a half minutes a day, 5 to 6 minutes, depending on which section of the program you are. So if you have 6 minutes a day, yeah, you're going to fix any ab separation and fix any pelvic floor dysfunction.
I'm going to try it and I'll report back to people.
Oh, awesome.
My middle son's getting married this summer. And just today I was driving my son to his allergy appointment. I sneezed. I had a little pee. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot pee at my son's wedding.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I got to take care of this. So I'm so excited. I'm going to try it out and I'll.
Great. I would love that. I can't wait to hear your testimonial about quitting sneeze pee. Cause yeah. I was outside the YMCA and somebody was like auditioning to work at the YMCA. And I told her I help postnatal women not pee their pants. And she was like, pointed at the sky and she's like, that's God's work. I laughed so hard at that. But yeah, it's true. I don't like my mission is to end pain as many people as possible. So I could not walk straight for almost 9 months after I gave birth. And so that's why I did a crazy amount of research. Also, I said my love for the human body. I love biology. So I did so much research before I came up with my 5 minutes a day. So I took classic moves from physical therapy. I took moves from every program I watch and I made them more efficient. So rather than 30 minutes a day or an hour and a half a day, one program online has 1,000 reps a day of one exercise. Like, no mom in the freaking world has time for 1,000 reps of anything a day. I don't want to count to 1,000, even if it doesn't involve a rep. I made something way quicker, way more time effective. And I made it so it's just easy. It's just easy. A partner comes home, holds the baby, stop, drop, and work out. Do your 5 minutes. And I can't wait to change your life about this, Sheridan. I really can't. I can't wait till your undies are dry at all times.
It's just really bad during allergy season.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. You don't want that.
No.
So some people have complained about like the price point of my program. It's a little bit high, but it's cheaper than adult diapers. It's way cheaper than adult. I think it's only 3 months of adult diapers. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want this solution for you.
Yeah. I'll definitely check it out. Awesome. So I'm really curious why you decided to create this AbLab program. What was your inspiration?
Thanks for asking. The reason why I started the program is because I trained in power yoga. So if you don't know, there's at least 27 major branches of yoga. That's not even how many studios there are or how many types there are. There's 27 major branches of yoga. And so a lot of people think of kind of the yoga where you're just breathing and stretching and just having a relaxing time. That's not the kind of yoga I trained in. I trained in a type of yoga that other yoga teachers tease and call power yoga because they're like, power yoga. It's like every inhale and exhale is a different pose. Not just every breath is a different pose. The inhale and the exhale are separate poses. So it's more like a boot camp yoga. So I trained in this kind of super athletic boot camp style. And so when I was pregnant, I was doing chaturanga, which is a high plank to low plank, which is like, it's kind of like doing half of a push-up. And I gained 50 pounds when I was pregnant because I started out small. And so I thought I was just really buff. I thought I was just so strong when I could do a chaturanga. I just did yoga full out when I was pregnant. So the philosophy of the yoga brand that I will not name that trained me said anything you could do before you're pregnant, you could do when you are pregnant. anything you could do before you're pregnant, you could do when you're pregnant. Not true, guys. Not true. So I did full out power yoga. I taught my whole pregnancy. And then I couldn't walk straight after I gave birth. I could not walk straight. I had serious hip pain and serious low back pain. The doctor did like an MRI on my hip and an x-ray on my hip. And he's just, there's nothing wrong with your hip. And then I just scoured the internet and I looked at every program. And once I fixed my abs, my low back pain and my hip pain stopped. So that sounds really crazy that the front of my body instability was causing the back of my body to hurt. Like I said, doctors are a little confused. They look at what's hurting and not maybe the instability in the front and the insides that's causing that pain. And so some people get like lower hip pain and they don't know why. So once I figured out how to fix my abs, I was upset. I'm like, there's such limited information on birth, birthing, post-birth that I printed a flyer for myself. I walked in the YMCA and I was like, you will hire me. My class is at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. She hired me and everyone who walked in my class, even if they came by mistake, like some people weren't pregnant, came in by mistake, and then it fixed their problems. They stopped having back pain. They stopped sneeze pain. They stopped having just the instability of the pelvis and the core. And that's exciting. That's exciting. If you look at my website, there's women who are like, my back pain was a 10 and I couldn't get out of bed. And then after I worked with her for 2 weeks, it was a 0. There's a testimonial like that, or just, there's not a lot of, I don't sneeze peas anymore testimonials because most people don't admit that they ever did it. So here's the thing. I just want to be really clear. Doing power yoga through my pregnancy was good for a lot of parts of my body. So it is shown that if you do cardio while you're pregnant, it helps your baby's heart. That's exciting that my power yoga helped my baby's heart. I could have done cardio that didn't hurt my abs though. And so that's why I had this urgency to go to the YMCA and let the YMCA get free babysitting. So I'm like, this is where the moms go. So I started teaching at the YMCA, worked with so many moms. I helped people for years. And so this online program is super exciting for me because I want to help as many people as possible repair their bodies. I hate physical pain. I hate physical pain. I hate it. I hate being uncomfortable to the point where my mind doesn't work. I hate if I can't pick up my baby as well without having pain. I hate pain so much. And so it actually almost causes me pain to think of how many women have pain and they don't need it. How many women go to their doctor and their doctor tells them to do sit-ups. I actually even had a doctor come to my class. And she came to my class and she said that diastasis recti, the thing that the ab separation, there's like almost like a Google for doctors. So she looked it up on her kind of Google for doctors, like a diagnostic tool. And it said diastasis recti is only cosmetic and the only cure is surgery. So when she read that, she's like, no, that's not true. She came to my class. She learned the exercises I teach, got better, and then started teaching her patients, which is really cool of her. I want the women who come to her office to have good information. And so what I'm saying is even doctors who give birth are struggling to be like, how do I fix this? How do I fix this in myself? But can you imagine every doctor in the US thinking it's only cosmetic and that the only solution is surgery? Because like I said, it's a functional thing, like muscles supporting the joints, muscles supporting the connective tissue, like lifestyle choices, like how you get in and out of bed or how you push your stroller, those affect the connective tissue between your abs. Every choice you make is gonna affect your body. Anyway, so that's how I started with the Reconnection Ab Lab. It's just like, it's almost like an itch in my body where I'm like, I cannot handle how many women are having pain that don't need to. It disgusts me how much money is put into researching medicine and they only use male subjects. It disgusts me, the inequality in medicine. It disgusts me. A lot of the studies we use are from hundreds of years ago, or only studying men currently, or all those things, that women's bodies deserve more attention. Women having pain deserves more attention. Women getting support. I guess I feel like angry, like extremely angry. The knowledge is not available to everybody. It just makes me angry that the knowledge is not available to everybody. So obviously I charge for the knowledge, which is annoying. I want to just give it away for free, but to pay for hosting fees and to pay for all the time I put into promoting it, I need to charge for it. But if in a perfect world, if I had a magic wand, I just have every doctor know. I would just have it be like in France, where postnatal women automatically get physical therapy afterwards. If I had a magic wand, I would just give away the information for free. But I did real work to bring the information. Also, even when I try to give it away for free, it costs me money. So I would really love to get this information out to as much many people as possible. I think it's a good baby shower gift. I feel so like so many baby shower gifts are cute outfits, which are cool. Cute outfits are cool. But I think mommy being able to walk is cooler.
Absolutely. And 15 years later, not sneeze pain.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? What would have it been like, Sheridan, if right after you gave birth to every baby, you got the physical therapy and that you never had to sneeze pee? Because it's humiliating and it's uncomfortable. And anyway.
Awesome. Can you let people know where they can find you online and find your program and all the good stuff?
I'd love it if you follow me on Instagram and you could see my whole journey. Also, I'm about to shoot a stand-up comedy special, so you can look out for that. And then orchidcameron.com is like the hub of everything I do. I do one-on-one coaching as well as my stand-up when I'm going to show up in your town. And then if you want to add me on Facebook, please add me on Facebook. Just make sure to include a direct message saying you met me through Sheridan's podcast. Just let me know. Uh-huh. So yeah, so you can add me on Facebook, Instagram, and then to find my ab repair and my pelvic repair program, it's called Reconnection, because you're connecting your pelvic floor muscles or reconnecting yourself to your own breath or reconnecting yourself to your own life. Reconnection, AB as in abdominal. Lab, as in like we're going to the lab to do a science experiment, reconnectionablab.com.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the podcast today and sharing your experiences and your wisdom. And I will link in the show notes to all the different links you talked about where they can find you. And then, of course, I promise to come back in 12 weeks and let everyone know how my peeing is going.
That's exciting. Thank you so much for having me, Sheridan. Thank you for being my friend. And also thanks for being my teacher. I've taken a lot of your courses and I've gotten so much value from it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Excited for you to be my teacher.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends or family who you think might benefit from it as well. You can easily do this through your podcast listening app by clicking on the share button, or go ahead and do a screenshot and just text it to someone you think will enjoy it. This is the best way for this information and positive energy to get out into the world. So thanks for sharing. You can visit me over at enjoybirth.com or on Instagram at enjoybirth. And also remember, if you sign up for my newsletter, you get access to a free ebook, The Top 3 Tips to Enjoy Birth, as well as access for free for my Know Your Options online childbirth class. Can't wait to see you there.